DNR fisheries specialist Bill Horns says it's a safety issue, making Great Lakes sport anglers trolling or dragging something behind their boat carry wire cutters that are accessible.
We're visualizing sportsmen trolling for salmon and trout with sometimes wire lines, and they can potentially get entangled, and we want to be sure that everybody has the ability to nip that off and free the boat.
Horn says wire cutters cost as little as $5. 2 years ago, a sport angler died on Lake Michigan when his boat got snagged on a commercial fishing trap net. The DNR board okayed the wire cutters in an emergency rule last year, but that has since expired. A state wildlife group wanted quicker action on a permanent wire cutter rule, but a bill okayed last year by Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker requires economic analyses for permanent rules. So $5 wire cutters that couldn't slice through government red tape became, to Walker critics, a symbol of overregulation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.